Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
All right, welcome back to Good Cop, Bad Cop, episode 269. Matt is his new job era, so we're recording a slightly later time than normal, 3 hours later than normal, which might be a good thing, because I know Ryan wants to watch SmackDown, and I want to watch SmackDown. My aim is always to keep these episodes under 2 hours, so it's, who knows, I might get my wish this week. How you doing, gentlemen? Drunk, Matt?
Fuck you.
Really? Yet. You had a whole bottle, a half a bottle, and a Guinness, you told us before we came on air. So that comment is very warranted this week. And you've been all giggly when you went.
Orale, yes. I lie.
And it's. Just tipsy Matt then at this point?
Yes, just tipsy Matt. Matt's fine. Matt was at the opening of the pub tonight. It went well, Chris, didn't it?
Very, very busy.
Very, very busy. So I promise you, when the food program starts next week. How's Rhino been? Is it go, 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 or 4-4-4?
What?
That's what Jim Ross used to say. The go, go, go on the 4-4-4. I'm not quite sure why, but...
That's because Jim Ross has been a little nutty since 1999. Eh. But... I'm alive. I'm good. You guys aren't going to like me, though, because I have business to attend to.
Oh, God. Is it not another new segment, please?
I have a new segment. So, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to debut my new segment. It's called Nishkai Behind the Scenes, where I'm going to take you behind the scenes of the production of Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Now, as you know, you gentlemen, obviously, and our wonderful listeners, we have a segment called the Devil's Advocate Round, where we force each other to defend absurd things for 20 seconds that we don't quote-unquote believe in, and that's all well and good. Now, as many people may know, I often am unprepared. Now, I used to be prepared. There was a time where I would go through Twitter and look for reasons or look for things that I could use against both Matt and Graham. Then there were a couple of times where I didn't find anything and I was unprepared. And it has come to the point where I have just given up because now it's a bit. Now it's funny to me that I'm not prepared for this segment at any given time. I don't know why. It's just the way I am.
Whew, this didn't go the way I thought it was going. I thought you were going to bring up the fact that I got DA and SA mixed up as I was accidentally typing this week. And
I couldn't have picked a worse
choice of words before I deleted the tweet.
If it helps, that was the inspiration for my new segment. Is I wanted to talk about why I always sound like a stuttering moron when we're doing DAs because I'm just not prepared.
I stutter naturally. You're fine, buddy.
Hold on. You prepare for any of segments? I didn't think
I do.
Do you have any speed check moments? And it's like, hold on a second.
Well, that's because my brain doesn't typically operate as fast as my mouth does.
Uh-huh.
So, but to show you how prepared I am, gentlemen...
Yes.
Graham, how are you this week? We didn't ask you yet.
I have not been well this week, unfortunately. I was out sick Monday, Tuesday. I did not get to record with Connor, unfortunately. We've rescheduled for next week, but I'm good now. Couple of days. First day, I was gone. Second day, I was not sick, but I was just tired. And then since then, I've been good.
So, awesome.
Yeah, not much to report. Well, except for something I'm going to save for my main good cop moment, but...
Yeah, pleasantries aside, mm-hmm. It's time for some good cop moments.
Good! Bad!
I'm going to let Ryan keep doing this. Come on, Ryan. Lead us into the
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I'm excited about this because I am so happy right now This is the best kind of good cop moment because this is the kind of good cop moment that is good for everyone. It was announced today, just mere hours ago, if that, on Thursday, April 4th, Shayna Baszler, WWE superstar Shayna Baszler, will be making her GCW debut at Josh Barnett's Bloodsport X, or 10, I don't know. I'm sorry, there's probably a lot of people who maybe didn't understand what I just said. A contracted WWE wrestler is appearing on a live broadcast for one of the largest independent organizations in the world 2 days before WrestleMania, where she is expected to team with Zoe Stark to face the Kabuki Warriors for the WWE Women's Tag Team titles. This is insane. This is how you know. If there was any doubt in anyone's mind whether or not Vince was gone, let there be no doubt, because this would never happen in Vince's WWE. Never. And this isn't a WWE wrestler appearing on TNA. This isn't a WWE wrestler appearing on an independent organization that has a similar product to WWE. This is the largest deathmatch promotion in the world. This is insane as Micah showing up and also having his speakers too loud.
Just ruined a brilliant, one of the best good cop moments in history. Typical.
Well, we talk to you. Better do it properly, I guess.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Hi, Toxic Micah.
How are you?
I tagged him in the post this week and he appears. Is that just coincidence or do you have any hand in this, Muffy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's me.
This drunk Matt that decided this or was this just sober. Was this sober Matt?
Sober Matt that did this, yeah.
Okay. So we're definitely not watching SmackDown live this week.
Oh, I am. I don't know about you guys. It'd be all in the already did my good cop moment. I agree with you. This is one of the best good cop moments we've had. I'm a good cop moment.
I'm pissed that I didn't buy the pass for the collective when it was on general admission for everything. Because I was like, I'll just pick up like a few events, not realizing that it would sell out like instantly and not realizing that it was way more expensive to buy single tickets than like the whole package. And Oh, well, I know for next time. I'd never bought the package. But
what you're saying is you don't have tickets to Bloodsport.
I do not. I don't have tickets for anything. I having said last week that it's a good chance I might actually be going to WrestleMania, or 2 weeks ago, I'm definitely not going to WrestleMania. I have an event actually Jackson has an event that weekend now, so I will be unavailable, unfortunately. So I'll just be watching it on TV. No, it's the next round of the... sorry, Ryan, for bringing this up, but Matt asked the question, so I got to answer. The Virginia Junior Disc Golf Championships.
Fair enough.
So it's a big one. It's within 90 minutes of where we live, so.
It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Anywho, gentlemen, can we comment on my amazing good cop moment or what? Like,
oh,
what
I'm
is
lost
happening?
For words. It's
I
amazing.
Have no idea what you said.
Shayna Baszler is debuting for GCW 2 days before WrestleMania.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very cool. I saw it this afternoon. I was like, I'm putting this in my moment, but I'm pretty sure Ryan's gonna jump on this like a puma.
The thing that makes me the most excited, I hope in my heart of hearts, the little girl that lives inside of me, because I ate her, not because I'm a little girl. Sorry. I want to hear Michael Cole utter the letters GCW. I already got to hear Michael Cole say, motherfucker, it's Jordan Grace, TNA Knockout Women's Knockout Champion. And that blew my mind to hear Michael Cole put over GCW. If they promote it, I don't know if WWE is going to be promoting it on their program because it clearly is not PG, but goddamn, this like, you want to talk about Forbidden Door? Mm-hmm. That's a fucking Forbidden Door. And I know Brett Lauderdale and Stephanie McMahon have a friendship. I know that they know each other. I know that they've worked together for whatever. But a contracted WWE wrestler appearing in GCW, I would have bet my left nut that it wouldn't happen. So left nut, sorry, you're gone. I'm giving you to Micah as a gift for being here.
Did you say who she's facing?
No.
To be announced.
So one person who posted, and I quote, "Give her to me," was Masha.
Oh, hold yes, right? Oh right? My god.
Masha versus Shayna in Bloodsport.
So for those of us who aren't as versed with GCW, what does the winner of Bloodsport get?
They're the winner of Bloodsport.
Prestige.
Do they win a title?
They beat the shit out of a bunch of other people.
I was wondering if they got a championship, because imagine her rocking at WrestleMania carrying
it's
that.
It's not a tournament, as far as I know.
Yeah, it's
just the name of the event.
It's Raw Underground if it were badass.
I was wondering if, you know, if there's a chance she could take a championship from there, take that WrestleMania. Everyone sees GCW at WrestleMania.
I don't think so. Because it's only only a yearly event. It's not like a regular organizer. Oh, it is?
True.
No, yeah, it's a yearly event.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, it's just, it's a GCW show. It's not a, you know, monthly thing or anything like that. It's just, they do it every year at the collective. Knockout submission, no ropes, no pinfall. It's a good time. I think Moxley was there last year.
Yeah. I want to say Moxley was there when we were there, Matt, at 35, because people were talking about it on the next day. They were like, Moxley rolled up. Now, I don't know if he fought. At that part, I don't remember. But I definitely remember his name being thrown around as appearing at that show.
Well, at 35?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were talking because we thought that he might rock up and help Rollins beat Lesnar. Obviously.
No. On the collective card. He turned up on the late Thursday night show. Oh, I guess it must have been. He obviously didn't fight.
If that was mentioned, Graham, while we were there, it must have been when I was trying to stay awake, because I don't remember that conversation.
It was not at Madison Square Gardens. It was at the...
It was five years ago.
The White Eagle Hall, but I always think that's what the one in Massachusetts is, unless they're both...
It is White Eagle Hall, yeah.
Oh, they're both called White Eagle Hall.
Yes, Graham. Like, there's more than one Springfield in the USA.
I understand that. That's a little different. But to have two wrestling halls in different states that are both called exactly the same thing.
They're not wrestling halls. They're Polish cultural clubs.
Service of the Wendy's.
Whatever. Micah, what's your main good cop moment? Or are you just here to hang out and listen?
When's the last time I was prepared as Ryan is,
I'm guessing. You probably want to talk about nothing wrestling at all. Go on, bring the show down. Yeah. That's what you normally do.
All right.
Play to your strength.
So, like, I think that the Paul is dead conspiracy is kind of interesting, because I think, and that's my good cop moment, is the Paul is dead. Paul McCartney. I'll bring it British. Because I teach a class on the Beatles, and I think it's pretty interesting. But kids are, like, really interested in John Lennon being shot and it being, like, they cannot get over the fact that he was shot and it was national news. They're just like, people get shot every day. And I'm just like, yeah, but he was the most famous person in the world at the point that he was shot. And then they all just love conspiracy theories because high school. And so it's very interesting. But like the theories themselves, I mean, you can poke holes in them all you want, but they're pretty fun.
It's pretty damning that Paul was walking across the, I would say zebra crossing, you might say zebra crossing, Abbey Road without any shoes on. I mean, what more proof do you need that he's dead?
I would say crosswalk, because I'm not...
Crosswalk, there you go. Thank you. I can remember my American phrases for it. Do you call them zebra crossings?
Zebra crossing.
I know you wouldn't say that. We'd say zebra crossing, but I know you wouldn't. No,
you call them zebra crossings, like
yeah, black
real?
And white.
Black and white stripes.
That sounds fake. That sounds like a stereotype.
That's not fake. Now, I want. Can you rank this though, like in comparison with the, say, the Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory that she died and a lookalike just replaced
that
her?
One's, that one's at least more plausible. that one's more plausible. I don't know about like the Elvis ones. Like that one's definitely like not real. Like Elvis is dead, unfortunately, but. It's true, everybody. Shocker. Spoilers.
But how can you confirm that Elvis is dead, but you can't confirm that Paul McCartney's dead?
So I guess the fact that Elvis would be like in his 90s now, so he wouldn't even look like he wouldn't even look like the Elvis from 1977 when he died, is a pretty clear giveaway. When people say I saw Elvis, like if Elvis didn't die in 1977, like there's like a non-zero chance that he would be dead just because of natural causes, because he would be old.
Betty White lived to be 99 and she was rocking the entire time.
Betty White was a government operative. I don't want to hear it.
And next you're going to tell me birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real, right?
Okay, look, why don't you and AJ Styles go talk about the flat earth and the rest of us can talk about wrestling.
Ryan, didn't you have a segment though about wrestling conspiracies? I thought. I know you have a lot of segments.
I have a lot of segments, sir. I'll be sure debuting a new one next week. Oh, wait, I won't be here next week.
No, you're off next week, aren't you? Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll call in.
Remember when I used to have shows? That was just
and Matt, as we're already currently in this show, by next, he doesn't mean a week's time, he means in 2 weeks' time, because it'll be the following one, right? Why am I getting a thumb? Why am I getting a finger? Why am I getting a middle finger for that? That I don't
next,
even know.
Next
why
Friday is 7 days from now.
You didn't
this
need to bring it up, is why.
I think I did. I was actually going to open with the next person who you'll hear speak is Ryan. And then when Ryan spoke, I was going to go, hold on a second. I thought you meant it was the person after that person. But I was like, I'm not going to be that childish. I will let that one go. But no, I understand. When you said next Friday, I assume you didn't mean this Friday, you meant the following Friday, because it could be clear if you just said the following Friday. But
I just misread it, Greg. Matt,
I use next in the same way that you did, but not everybody does. Some people use
those people are wrong.
They are wrong, but some people do that. Welcome to the grammar section of Good Cop Bad Cop again.
Yeah. Anywho, no, Paul's probably dead. I'm fine with that.
All right.
Well, I personally like George Harrison better, anyways.
He's actually my favorite. So that's
he's the great. Best one.
Yeah, I have a book on him. I got it for Valentine's Day.
He's in the Traveling Wilburys, so he's bound to be better. I think he's in that group.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, he was, yeah. They're good. Super group.
You're with me to Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm. Bob Dylan. Can't beat that group. Oh, what a great group. Who's the other one? Is it Roy Orbison?
I don't remember. I think so. You're asking the wrong person here.
It's a great group, though. It's a fantastic group. Matt, do you have a main good cop moment for us?
I do. We all like a dusty finish on this show, don't we?
A what finish?
A dusty finish.
A dusty finish?
Yeah.
You're coming up with some all sorts of phrases for us right now.
Everyone in wrestling should know what the dusty finish is.
You're talking about Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah,
Dusty Rhodes. God. Oh, Ram, okay. Did you not understand? I can't even... As the tween girls would say, a lot of weird underage shit going on today. I don't know what it is. Oh, it's probably because Graham accused me of sexually assaulting people.
That was the worst typo ever, and I can only apologize.
Well, Dusty Rhodes, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong here, Ryan, it was when he was booking WCW. He'd always book a screwy finish. Always, and it became known as a dusty finish. So when you see obviously like people running in like cause a DQ at the end sort of thing, it's a dusty finish. Saw one NXT this week and I was surprised because I've never seen a woman low blow another woman before. And saw two in the same match. I'm like, referee call for the DQ, but I don't get the DQ part. And I actually, it apparently set up a a potential rematch at Stand and Deliver, which is going to happen the same day as WrestleMania Night 1, of course. They're not doing it on Friday, they're doing it on a Saturday, just literally like a couple of hours before WrestleMania Night 1. Kind of risky. Just in, Michael put his camera on, liking the beard, sir. Liking the beard. Okay. Go on.
No, no, I'm sorry. Continue. Not my time.
I'm encouraging interaction here.
Okay, so I'm just going to be a little nitpicky here. Technically, the dusty finish is the referee being taken out and a second ref coming out.
Yeah.
Or the referee being coming out, second ref, and then the first ref says, no, you should have disqualified him or some crap like that. It actually, if my knowledge, which is sometimes good, it actually goes back to Eddie Graham, but Dusty gets the credit for it.
And if my knowledge is correct, Dusty Rhodes is Cody's dad.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
That's what Cody keeps saying, and I think that Cody might be onto something here.
Shit.
Graham, didn't kind of finish.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah.
But yes, I was very happy when I saw one woman cunt punt another woman and get disqualified for it.
That is a big mix up, Graham.
It was the full uppercut. Yeah, full uppercut down south. China would have been proud of that one back in the day. I saw it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. As in terms of it was something different. Haven't seen it happen. Been in a women's match anyway. Looking forward to seeing the rematch at Stand and Deliver. As usual, NXT was good this week. They're building some great stars down there. Long may it continue. The floor is someone else's.
All right, unless anyone's got anything to add, I'll give you my main good cop moment. With being sick, sometimes I'll watch wrestling or I'll just watch something that's... I don't need to concentrate too much. Anyway, this time I decided to pick... I decided to pick the Sharknado films. I hadn't seen one. I saw one. I thought I'd seen two. I didn't realize there's actually six. So I thought, I could probably watch all six in one day. So I did. The first one, I'd remembered pretty much the whole plot. It's not particularly that complicated. And then when I started watching two, I hadn't actually seen two at all. But why the hell is this in my main good cop moment? After all, my name is not Micah. Lots of cameos. And there was the person from the Shark Tank whose name I was too lazy to look up. There was Kelly Osbourne in there. The news reports had Matt Lauer and Al Roker doing the weather. Kelly Ripper and Michael Strahan were on their show, which I couldn't be bothered to look up the name of either. Billy Ray Cyrus was a doctor. Andy Dick was an officer. They had Jared Fogle, which doesn't look such a good look anymore. And actually, they had him in Sharknado 3 as well. They'd probably want to edit that out, I would think. But as the Sharknado experts reach the mayor in New York City, who do they see in a cameo? We have Kurt Angle as the fire expert. So Kurt Angle was the first wrestler. I was like, oh, good. This could get my link going. Then in Sharknado 3, we have Chris Jericho appearing as a ride operator. Seth Rollins is in Sharknado 4, appearing at Mount Rushmore. And John Morrison is a bar owner in Sharknado 5. And it later shows you him punching a shark and suplexing a shark as well, which is absolutely fantastic. Can't recommend those films more highly enough. But I thought it would give me an opportunity to ask you guys for your favorite appearances by wrestlers in film. I did say ahead of time, I don't think you can really pick The Rock. I think that would be a little too obvious.
Most of his movies suck anyways.
Also, I've been kind of mean to Ryan a lot recently. He's our film expert, so I thought this would be a perfect opportunity for him to take the floor.
Is John Cena also not available?
That's a little different. Rocky is generally the biggest actor in Hollywood now, and there's a clear separation between when he's wrestling and when he's in film. Whereas I don't think for some of the other people, it's more of a cameo appearance, perhaps. So, but you can take it however you like. Ryan, did you want to start? Because I know you've had time to think about this. A little time to think then as well.
I knew my answer as soon as you asked. It took me 0 seconds to think about it. Triple H in Blade Trinity. Absolutely loved his performance because he was just acting like Triple H, only he got to say fuck. Like, that was pretty much... And he was a vampire. I just loved his whole performance in the movie. I am a Blade Trinity apologizer. I love that movie. I thought Ryan Reynolds as Hannibal King was great. I even thought Jessica Biel, not Alba, Biel, was fine in it. And the stories around the movie about how difficult it was to work with Wesley Snipes, because he's just a fucking asshole. Quick story on that. There was a scene where they had to CGI his eyes opening because Wesley Snipes refused to open his eyes during the scene. Ryan Reynolds said that he only has like one scene with Wesley Snipes. Every other scene, it's a body double. It's amazing, amazingly shitty production on that film because of Wesley Snipes. But Triple H partnered up with Parker Posey as the villains were just phenomenal. Triple H and Blade Trinity is always a guilty pleasure go-to for me for wrestling cameos or wrestlers in cameos or acting or whatever.
I have not seen that film, so I'm adding that to my to-watch list.
Oh, it's not a great film. But it's violent as fuck.
Absolutely terrible.
You just heard me say I watched six Sharknado films in a row, right?
Sharknado is high cinema.
Sharknado is better than Blade Trinity.
Okay, Matt, if I could kick you out of this room right now, I would. But I'm going to let this one go because you've been drinking and you get very feisty when you're drinking.
I get very, yeah. I also have a bit of a left field pick for my one. I know you said Hollywood, as in like wrestlers. I want to wrestle up here in a TV series. That's all right. Instead of the cameo, if that's okay. Sure. Ryan mentioned Jessica Biel and not Alba. I want to mention Jessica Alba, not Biel. The TV show from the early 2000s called Dark Angel. Graham, a fan?
A big fan. I have one of the two seasons on DVD, but I'm not prepared to watch it until I can get the other one at a reasonable price.
So, which one? The first series or second series?
I don't remember, but I remember loving it when I first watched it.
Well, then the question I have, then, Graham, is do you know the wrestler I'm referring to?
I don't. I can't remember. I haven't seen it since it came out, so.
Your all-time favorite women's wrestler?
No. Lita's in this?
That, on the set of Dark Angel, is where she broke her neck and was out of action for a year.
Oh my gosh, I do not remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's when she broke her neck in 2002 and then didn't come back until 2003 because of her broken neck, yeah. You were brilliant. I actually remember saying her and Jessica Alba had some great set back and forth, and the fight scene is fucking brilliant. I'm not going to spoil it for you if you haven't seen that, Graham, clearly. But
I think I might have actually seen on a documentary of Lita. I think I might have seen a clip of it mentioned now, come to think of it, but I don't remember it from watching the show for sure.
Bischoff got a lot of cheap heat for saying you went to Hollywood and broke your neck. And then sicked 3-minute warning on her. It's a good watch. I loved it. I grew up, but again, I liked Eyes Only in that show. So, you know, he was kind of easy on the eyes. So it helped. I was just coming out at the time. So, yeah.
Micah, any thoughts?
I have two answers, and one of them probably shouldn't count, but Colt Cabana as the Brooklyn Brawler on Young Rock is just like a neat little cameo. But if I have to have a real answer, I would say Stone Cold and Goldberg in The Longest Yard. They're just like Adam Sandler really, really likes wrestling, and they're great in it. And they're badass.
On that point, are you therefore saying that Kevin Nash and Great Khali, who are also in the film, did not put in such good performances?
No, they did not.
You know, I want to say one more too, just because it's kind of obscure. It's a little out there. The fact that John Cena was an extra in Ready to Rumble before he was in the WWF or WWE rather.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
He's one of the guys working out in the background when they're talking to Goldberg.
Good call.
And I think he's credited as the Prototype, which was his indie name at the time.
Sorry, Mark, you said you had a few more?
Oh, no. I was allowing Ryan to have three more instead of just one.
Oh God, I can ease. Shit. Chris Jericho as the Grand Wizard Clan member in Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. Yeah. Fantastic cameo. And I think this one might be okay. I gotta go with the classic one. I'm blanking on all characters' names right now just because it's been so long, but Vader as Ethan Suplee's father in Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World, yes.
So, Graham, Ethan Suplee is an actor. He played the bully in Boy Meets World, coming of age story. And his father was played by Vader, but his father wasn't just played by Vader. His father was Vader. So the prom gets ruined, and they actually filmed their prom dance scene at a WWF show in an empty arena, dancing in the middle of the ring. Phenomenal episode.
There is, and I'm fully aware that I have Googled this.
I was about to say, from the fact that you're looking down here, this is not off the top of your head.
No, but I just looked at one here, and if I was to tell you that The Undertaker had cameoed in a film, would you believe me?
Yes.
I'm sure. There'd be no reason to lie about that. I don't know what it is.
In 1991.
Oh, gosh.
Well, the film is Suburban Commando. It was a he played a bounty hunter in a film which was a Hulk Hogan vehicle, of course.
That film sounds familiar.
It went straight to DVD or video that were back in the day. So Graham, I'm pretty sure if it's in your library, Graham.
I don't think it's in my library, but I that name sounds familiar. I could be mixing it up with another film.
It's possible, Graham. It's very possible.
You're probably thinking about what was it, Thunder in Paradise? Classic film, Hulk Hogan.
No, I wasn't thinking
about it. Thunder in Paradise was not a film, it was a TV show.
No, it was a TV movie.
It was a series, 22 episodes.
Once again, you can have more than one thing with the same name as you.
I don't remember being a film.
You can have a film and a TV show with the same name.
Of course you can, of course you can. And even a video game as well. It's not a good one.
Bingo.
One that I just been reminded of by looking at this one here is Jesse Ventura was in Batman and Robin.
True.
Oh my gosh, I did not remember that.
Yeah, and Jesse Ventura is allegedly set to become the vice president.
We're not talking politics. I think it's time we move on, but I do want to give one more honorable mention. Kevin Nash is Super Shredder in the second Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh wow. Did not remember that either.
He was also in John Wick, I believe.
He was also in The Punisher. He played the Russian.
Kevin Nash basically did more in movies than he did in fucking wrestling.
Anyhow. Wow.
Hold on, are we on Devil's Advocate already? Holy shit.
Oh, that's not
defensible. I was about to say it's time to do a speed check, but...
That's not indefensible, Graham. That's absolutely on the money.
Okay. Wow. There's drunk.
Right. Mike,
he's on form already.
I think you remind Michael that it is still 90 seconds for a speed check if you've got anything else to talk about.
But you cannot interrupt other people. And yes. We're just going to go straight through one after another, and then we have our... segment where the rebuttal where you can talk about anything.
What kind of PC rules have you guys entered?
Ryan asked for decorum, so
we then have rebuttal where you can again fly back at them, so you do get a chance to.
All right.
Oh, we forgot to tell Ryan. We forgot to tell Mike he has a shut the fuck up card as well, though, which he can use during anyone's main cop moment segments, and then you can just stop them talking. Matt uses his quite frequently.
Yeah, Matt just has a shut the fuck card. He doesn't have a shut the fuck up card.
I think most of my moments are just designed to get him to play that card now. Ryan, you're up first. What you got?
So I'm going to get into this in longer detail during my bad cop moment, but I am happy to see Mercedes again. It's been a while. I do love the artist formerly known as Sasha Banks. Bailey, Naomi, and Tamina being in attendance to cheer her on, that's just cool. Remember, boys and girls, the war is not between WWE and AEW. The war is between you. Get over it. I also agree with what Matt said earlier. NXT was really phenomenal this week. I thought Raw was really good. I thought Dynamite overall was really good show. Samoa Joe and Wardlow, they finally made Wardlow look like an actual star instead of just someone who squashes people in 10 seconds. Really, how do you drop the ball with him? It's been fucking 3.5 years. Anywho. Let's see what else we got. I don't think I brought it up last week, but with Michael Cole wearing the antlers, the fact that Pat McAfee asked him, do you know how big of an asshole you look like right now? And that just tickled my pickle. I love Pat McAfee. Dark Side of the Ring is back. Dark Side of the Ring is great. The episode last night was on Buff Bagwell. It was a really great episode. I did not know how fucked up Buff was way before wrestling. Fucked up dude. I understand how he got where he did.
Micah, anything to add? You have anything for 90 seconds? Anything else that was good cop this week?
Okay. Good cop. Oh, I found Boston Cream yodels. Those are pretty good right now, honestly. I should probably have something wrestling so people don't complain. What happened in wrestling that was good that I watched recently? I don't watch wrestling anymore, people. It's why I don't have a show. That's just how it works. That's a good thing, I guess. People don't hear my voice, so they can't get mad at me online. That's actually been a very positive thing. Grim is shaking his phone because he's laughing too hard.
It is up to 90 seconds. You don't have to say
no interrupting.
Yeah, Graham, no interrupting. That's like the cardinal rule of this now, I guess. I got nothing. Sasha Banks returned. That's pretty cool, I guess.
I love how Micah took the me slot this week. Like, I had a full 90 seconds, like, ready to go. And Micah's like, I don't know, I had some snacks. Those are fucking good, man.
Oh, Matt.
You go. Yes, sir. Yes, okay. Loved Chad Gable on Raw this week. Thought he had a really strong showing. Really cool that the fans really wanted him to go to WrestleMania to finally beat Gunther. Didn't go down that way. They're clearly going to do something with that because, let's face it, Trips knows how to book someone like Chad Gable. We should hope, anyway. Just in general, how much people have been a lot more receptive and lot. I mean, Twitter X, whatever you call it, Micah TV, whatever you want. It's a pretty toxic place usually, is what I'm saying. That's why it's Micah TV. But the problem usually is like people don't know where to shut up. People are shutting up more early. It only got like 15, 16 pages now when you're trying to talk to people. People don't agree with you now. They just stop talking and move on. And that's what people should be doing in general. Took wrestling Twitter a long time to start doing that. Not everyone's doing it, I grant you. But for the most part, my timeline has been relatively civil this week, which is good. Good cop.
I don't need a timer. And I'm going to give most of my time for you guys to give me just one answer. Okay. The answer from @UTTTank was, of course, Tank Abbott. And the question on Twitter was, name a wrestler that doesn't have the letter E in their name. So just one from each of you, please. And then I'll give rebuttal to Ryan.
Finn Balor.
CM Punk.
Sting.
Ryan?
Sting.
Sting. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I talked over the top of you. All right. Rebuttal time, Ryan. What you got?
First, Micah, where did you find these Boston Cream yodels? That sounds pretty good.
Shaws. Shaws is pretty good.
Okay, I got a Shaws. I can go to Shaws.
Did Market Basket buy you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Market Basket usually has them too.
Okay, cool. I'll go there. Graham, I don't know who posted it, but the whole name of something without a letter is fucking stupid, and I'm really mad that you made me do that. Just absolutely furious with you, actually. It's horrible. Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Micah, you know, not having to hear his voice. It's really a benefit to the wrestling community. Thank you. I don't know. I'm out of bits right now.
I think you're done. Micah, any rebuttal at all?
No. I'll reply to you, Grant. What the hell was that? Like, I have to name a wrestler now? Like, what the fuck was that? That's not how you use your time appropriately. That's wasting my time. That's it.
Matt, anything to add?
Giovanni, Vinci, Ivar, JD McDonough, Jimmy Uso, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, Sami Zayn, R-Truth, Otis, I can't say that one, he's got any in it.
Pulled up the roster page and he's just reading shit.
Lita, Trish,
Ryan, please.
Lita, Trish Stratus. That's enough. I just wanted to ask you because we all have the same opinion of this one. It's a fucking stupid one. I hate that sort of game. Well, I'm drunk anyway.
Okay. I'm disappointed in the group of you for not trusting me. Like sometimes when I do my good cop segment and it starts off all negative and you're like, why is this a good cop moment? And then when you let it play out, you see where it's going. So I'm going to ask for a little patience from you guys, and you will see later why I had to set this up in good cop. But hey, I'll ignore that. I noticed one thing. I'm doing trivia with Jackson at night rather than reading books. He'd rather have trivia questions. One of the questions came up, which was, what is the state dessert of Massachusetts? We knew it was a Boston cream pie, or we guessed it would be. States have their own desserts? Like, I know we have some weird ones, like state rock, state bird, state that. I did not know we have any state desserts. I meant to look up to see what some of the other ones were. I have not done it, but that is on my to-do list for sure.
It's just like those stupid international blank day. It's just everything has to have something, and it's stupid.
You're right. I mean, International Women's Day, what a stupid idea that is.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the only day I support is what was yesterday? Steak and blowjob day.
Oh, it was Pie Day, Ryan. What the fuck?
It's also Steak and Blowjob Day.
It is
on Pie Day.
Yeah.
It's steak. Is it Steak Day and also blowjob day, or is it?
No, it's supposed to be the day where you get a steak and a blowjob.
When you're married, you get both anyway.
Can someone please cut in like the crickets or something?
How did I get desserts to that?
Can I use the shut the fuck up card right now?
Move on. I want to watch SmackDown. We're doing pretty good so far, actually.
Yeah.
I usually talk during these.
Me too.
Good. Bad.
Same order, I think, is the normal procedure. So, Ryan, what is your main bad cop moment of the week?
Let's talk about Mercedes.
Okay.
Oh.
So, again, I am pleased that she is back, and I am super excited about the matches that can come out of this. Mercedes Britt Baker, Mercedes Willow 2, super excited for that. Mercedes Chris Statlander. Like, there are Mercedes and Toni Storm with Toni Storm's timeless gimmick. Holy shit, the promos alone. But there were a lot of problems with her debut. First and foremost, they pretty much wrote in big letters, hey, she's gonna be on Dynamite tonight. They did everything but say Mercedes is going to be on Dynamite tonight. And that pisses me off. Either don't announce her and have it be a surprise, or announce her. This whole like middling area. That pissed me off. Whatever, though. The biggest issue I have with it is they copy and pasted CM Punk's return at Rampage. It was a carbon copy. Hometown, open the show, cut the same just generic promo. I was so excited, and just, she didn't say anything of any merit. And then she comes out at the end just so Willow can raise her hand. It just felt lackluster to me. And do not get me started on her new theme song. It is god awful. It is one of the, it is a WWE level bad theme song. It's bad. It's terrible. And I understand they want us to chant CEO now. Okay, fine. You manufactured that chant through the theme song. I'm so sick and tired of theme songs that people sing along to anyways. And now you manufacture. Do you know how many times the theme song tells you to chant CEO in a row? Graham?
10.
8. 8 times for every time it has you chant. It's just, I don't know, it's boring. You just took arguably one of the biggest female stars in professional wrestling on the planet, and the whole excitement was, oh, what's she going to do? Not shackled by the evil corporation that is WWE. And then you give her the most generic sports entertainment return, debut, whatever you want to call it. It just didn't sit right with me. Now, I understand this is unfortunately the way AEW does things now with big stars. And I'm not saying WWE's not a problem with this too, because they do the same fucking thing. But like Cody, we all knew Cody was going to be at WrestleMania. But until his theme song hit, there was still a chance that it wasn't him. And that was the ambiguity that I liked. With this, oh, it's in Boston. We're going to spell it Boston with 2 S's and their dollar signs. We're going to call it big business. Where's the mystique? Where's the surprise? We all knew it was going to be her, but at least let us think that it could be someone else. Her debut fell flat for me. And I really, really, really hope that is the last flat thing that she does in that company. Because again, I am super, super excited that she is in that company right now, because she is going to have some killer matches.
I thought 8 felt about right. I was kind of just going, CEO. 8 felt reasonable to me.
Yeah, but it's 8, and then there's a break with music, and then it's 8 again, and then there's a break with music, and then there's 8 again. It's too much. It's too much. Also, hey, WWE fans, stop singing Seth Rollins' song. We got times to hit. You know when you do it, he's going to stand there. Fucking stop. You know what you can do? When Sammy comes out, you can go, let's go. That's cool. I'm fine with that. You can whoa all you want for Cody. Shut up. Every one of you, shut up. You know, the best thing AEW has done when it comes to that is to cut off Chris Jericho's music near the end of the chorus, so people have to stop. Anyways, I'm okay. I'm fine.
That's good of you letting the wrestling fans say, let's go one time. That's
the only time you can say it during his theme song. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So is your favorite entrance theme just like Stone Cold Steve Austin? Like just a glass shatter and that's it, pretty much.
My favorite style
theme song. And you can't sing along to it?
Well, A, I just think it's stupid. It's neither here nor there. My favorite theme song, though, is that theme song. The Glass Smash. The if you smell. The Are You Ready? Those things where the first thing happens and you know who it is and it pops the crowd. Those are the best theme song.
Burn It Down.
So there is a variation of Seth Rollins' theme song that was actually done by Downstate. That is a lot better. It never got used on television. I think it got used at maybe one house show. They were testing it out. But I would like him to return to the standard Burn It Down theme or some sort of variation, especially because I feel like his current theme song was very still developed for that Messiah character that he no longer is.
But he's and visionary. He's a revolutionary.
He's Seth
freaking Rollins.
Thank you, crowd. And see, that shit I'm okay with. I'm okay with, you know, the crowds chanting along. I'm okay with the crowds, you know, chanting the person's catchphrase or whatever. But my issue with Rollins is it takes way too much TV time, because every promo ends with, and then they'll be singing my song. And then we get fucking 3 minutes of it.
I propose that they don't give out the WWE 2K4 ratings anymore, and then there's time to do that instead.
They do those during matches. They don't interrupt anything. They don't stop wrestling, and so Michael Cole can get in the ring and then grab a mic and say, just so everyone knows, Grayson Waller's rated 77 WWE 2K24.
Overrated as well.
Yeah, dude, Truth is like 67. It's bullshit, bullshit. I'm just saying it now to piss Graham off, but...
Yeah, absolutely.
Anywho...
I've got a question about... Because you're talking about the CEO here, obviously, to begin with, and how they, in your opinion, they dropped the ball on promo. I have a problem with the name.
With
elaborate, please, so we don't get a long pause, and I think it's an editing point.
Okay, Grandpa. Okay, I will. They're calling her the CEO. I'm guessing the CEO of AEW is what they're going with here.
No, well, she was calling herself the CEO when she was in New Japan.
Of what?
What was she the boss of?
Yeah, but no, the boss. I'm the boss around here. That's what I get. The CEO around here doesn't have the same sort of ring to it.
Yeah, but they can't call her boss.
But the only CEO in that company is the guy who's snorting cocaine, allegedly.
She's not the CEO of the company. She's the CEO.
You think I'm snorting cocaine?
What C in CEO stands for.
Yeah, cocaine.
I'm trying to figure out that acronym for a while.
Matt, I think you're nitpicking. Wrestlers have nicknames.
I just think that one's a really crap one. They could just call her a boss still.
Don't call this in an actual fucking snake, Matt.
He's also not an assassin. They picked. I'm kind of surprised they didn't immediately put her with whatever they're called right now, the Jacksons, Okada. And it just seems to fit in with that. Turn her heel.
That's EVP? What I believe is going to happen. Okay. And I think that's what needs to happen because, again, huge Sasha fan, huge Mercedes fan, whatever you want to call her. When she was a heel, she was that much better. She's a talented, talented heel.
Yeah. I personally think that I'm going to get some hate for this. I don't care. She's a lousy face.
Last week on a podcast, Mercedes said, I will be back in WWE someday. I still have unfinished business there. And then all of a sudden that segment was cut out. You have to assume it was at the request of AEW. But from, you know, to be fair, Mercedes, you're about to date. You've been under contract with AEW since December. Why would you say that a week before your debut? It's just not the smartest thing to do. I just feel like her debut overall, meh. Excited to see what she does, though. Really talented girl. Fun fact, only Micah will know what any of these words mean. I was at the Hudson Elks Lodge, and Mercedes KV played with my beard.
I think I know what her name was on the Indies. Okay, I think I can... Little
yeah, but do you know where the Hudson Elks Lodge is?
Yes, Massachusetts.
Where?
Who gives a fuck?
Same. It's in Hudson, you dumb shit.
I've heard you mention
Hudson
it
River
times.
As well. It doesn't have to. I don't know. There's a town called Hudson. I don't know my name around. You're lucky I made a reference about Lowell the other week.
Listen, listen.
What's a shit town anyway? So you're
it's true. Lowell.
That
sucks.
Was why it came up. That was exactly why it came up.
I mean, it's no Lynn or Revere, but you know. Anyways, someone else can go now.
I had something to say, but I forgot what it was.
Okay.
Micah, what you got?
God damn it.
All right. So I guess I'm going to talk about the thing that I've been wanting to talk about for almost 2 years now, but I haven't had a platform to do it. So this is a little dated. Because I never do it.
In 2 years?
Yeah.
No. Matt, fact check that for us, please. That doesn't
matter. It's since October 2022. We haven't put out a show.
He also hasn't been on Good Cop, Bad Cop in an official capacity since January 2022.
No way! Has it really been that long?
Yeah,
oh my
you
God.
Haven't had your baseball card, so.
Wow. Okay, continue.
I've been out of the game for getting me a little upset over here. I'm like really upset with the whole like, he's throwing punches, and then he's like, I threw a punch because they were going to throw one first. That's something that one of my students would say. Like, I hit him because I thought he was going to hit me. That's some bullshit over there. And then, like, he's out with a triceps injury. That old fucking douchebag was, I'll call him that. Yeah, I'll say it. I'm not sure if he's on your team anymore, Matt, but, you know, because now he's in WWE. I know that much. But I know that he's injured again because he's dumb. But yeah. And then like he's out for a year, and then he immediately comes back, and then like a month and a half later he gets fired because he's even dumber. Like what? That is just like aggravating because CM Punk used to be one of my favorites, and all of the stuff that he does on screen is gold, and all of the stuff off screen is infuriating to deal with. And I'm no longer a CM Punk fan, and it is surely through his actions, because nobody else has been fired, and even Jack Perry has resurfaced, and he's doing fine. Even if it's in New Japan, he'll be fine there. And then CM Punk comes back to WWE. I was shocked because obviously. And then he gets hurt immediately, which is hilarious. I think that that's like the funniest thing in the world, that he keeps getting hurt. It's like not that he keeps getting hurt, but the irony of like he's the problem. I don't want anyone to get hurt. It's just funny that it keeps happening. It's a funny situation.
Ouch.
I haven't got to say it for 2 years. You all have been getting to talk about it and get off your chest.
Well, you don't watch wrestling
now. Well, hold on. He just opened up the floodgates. I want to know, and I agree with you. CM Punk is his own worst enemy. Factual. Like, CM Punk is his own worst enemy. But I want to point out that I think 99%, and now CM Punk, if he doesn't have, and I'm going to use my new favorite term, decorum, CM Punk is very self-destructive. That is clear as day. And I'm still a Punk fan, but I recognize that. But CM Punk's issues in AEW, I feel like he's the scapegoat. Not because he didn't do anything wrong, because he definitely did, but everyone backstage at AEW is a fucking nightmare, it seems like. There is constant stories about fights. There's constant stories about people just being complete pieces of shit. And nobody, like, everyone fucking cheers them. There was a dude front row at Big Business who had a sign that said, "Bring back Sammy," referring to Sammy Guevara. Why? He is such a huge pile of shit. And he's out because he's suspended for ignoring the referee who was trying to enact concussion protocol because someone was fucking hurt. fire him, but they don't because he's an indie darling. And it pisses me off.
So I think that column A and column B can be true. I think that people in, I think that AEW can be a nightmare backstage and CM Punk can be a problem.
I agree.
I don't think that there is there, and I think he was fired because Tony Khan hasn't worked out before. And he just like, come on, Tony Khan, just hit the gym with one of your buddies. Like, because he's afraid for his life. I do believe that Tony Khan was afraid for his life, because I don't think that you make something like that up and say it on national TV. But it's just like, ugh.
Just like Graham changed his shirt.
Did I just waste my time?
I just need to say one thing. Tony Khan's a pussy.
Yeah.
I hate Tony Khan.
I think Tony Khan is also his own worst enemy. And that's somebody
too.
I watch AW Twitter. I don't actually watch the television show anymore. It's on too late.
Well, it's 8 o'clock, doesn't it?
I have Chorus at that time. I'd rather do that than watch AEW now.
Well, that's different from it starting too late. That's a
well, then if I were to start it, and it would start for me at like 10:30, because that's when I would get home from Chorus. Twitter has all the clips anyways to post their shows.
Of course.
Am I okay to do my bad cop? Because it actually feels perfectly from here. Actually.
Fuck it.
You mentioned Sammy Guevara. Okay.
Piece of shit.
First of all, amazing abs aside, guy the cunt. And I've got some short faces, but you know, it is what it is, and Matt's had the wine again. But the problem I have is that but he'd been suspended for, as Ryan said, and rightly suspended, one of the best decisions Tony Khan have made for suspending him for not following concussion protocol. Because Jeff Hardy, you know, idiot that he is, didn't, you know, he hurt himself, but they were trying to actually follow some kind of medical procedure, at least at AEW, so you got to give him credit where it's due. Now, I'm not sure what the peanut gallery is saying here. I'll leave him to it, never mind. Right, my problem, though, is Sammy Guevara, because Max Caster is obviously an AEW superstar. He's not exactly... He's not that afraid to be controversial sometimes, as we all know. I don't know if you all saw the message that he put out on Twitter. Ill-timed is what some people are saying. One of the dirt sheets said, he's just being a prick here. After Mercedes Moné debuted on AEW, the picture of, I'm not sure if it was Mercedes post or if it was on the separate website, on the separate page, but Max Carter posted a picture of him and Sammy Guevara and said, he's a nice dude. I'm like, for those people who have forgotten, how many years ago would it have been, Ryan? 3-4 years ago? Sammy Guevara was on Jericho's podcast, I believe.
He was suspended while he was at AEW, but the comments happened before he signed with the company, from what I understand.
Yes, the comments, I believe, were along the lines of he would happily with Mercedes Moné without consent.
And I'm going to say it because you're being too politically correct. And I quote, now, Micah, if I say quote, I'm good, right?
You're good.
Okay. The lawyer is here, so we're fine. The lawyer is here. It's fine.
And I quote, bro, Sasha Banks, oh my God, when I was at the WWE the other week, I wanted to just go fucking rape that woman. End Eesh. Quote.
Every time I hear it.
Eesh.
And then
that's the kind of person we have in wrestling right now. And that's a fan favorite. Fuck, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Matt. I got to stop.
You're good. And Max Carter posted a picture of him saying, replying to Mercedes Moné's debut, saying, he's a good guy.
Yeah, Max Caster, are you trying to get yourself fucking fired? You're already suspended as it is. Allegedly. He says he's suspended by AEW, apparently. Max Caster, if you're trying to get yourself fired, you're going the right way about it, bud. Because people online, generally, they're seeing the same thing I've been seeing pretty much, and that's probably why my Twitter has been so nice this week for me, because they've all been the same point of view. Max Caster... He claims he is, according to his own Twitter 4 days ago. I was going to make me notes about it. It may have changed since then. I'm not quite sure if it is or not. But anyway, Max Caster, get in the fucking bin.
I saw he was trending the other day, but I had no desire to click on find out why he was trending.
Yeah, sorry, Max. Sorry, Mike was trying to talk, sorry.
Oh, I think that it's just an unfortunate... chasm that's in the wrestling industry, as we've seen this year alone, that like that men in wrestling just kind of say and do what they want, I guess, and not, which is going to be my bad cop 90 seconds, so don't worry, because I'm like legit angry about all of that. But I mean, like Steve Austin, we all love him. He was, you know, arrested on charges of either abuse, domestic abuse, or SA. Like, it's not, it's just kind of common, and we kind of forget because, ooh, look at the guy who's hot, who has abs. And it's just kind of, we forget about it because, like, that's not why we watch wrestling for the people. We watch them for, like, the characters. Guevara, and we don't want to think about him actually doing that. At least that's why I watch wrestling. If you watch wrestling because he's got abs, then that's great for you. But that's not what Chris Jericho. I fucking hate everything that he does on screen, but off screen, it's just like, ugh, it's even harder to like Chris Jericho, and I already don't with the whole Kylie Rae stuff. Like, it's really, like, staying off of Twitter, it's really good for me, at least, because every time I go on, I'm just disappointed with people I thought were my heroes.
I think it's too, like, there is a line. I am really good at separating the art from the artist. Like, I will still watch a Harvey Weinstein produced movie, because he wasn't the only person involved with those movies. Hundreds of people made those movies, and they deserve my time and attention. I will still, you know, watch a movie that has Kevin Spacey in it. Kevin Spacey is a horrible human being. However, hundreds of people worked on that movie, and they deserve my time and attention because they did hard work and they did good work. You know, to swing it back to wrestling, I have no problem saying that I will still go back and watch a Chris Benoit match. I loved Chris Benoit. But I also understand that Chris Benoit that we saw in like WCW and the Chris Benoit who did those horrible things, that was not the same person. He was sick. And that's no excuse for what he did, but he was sick. We didn't know back then what we do now. But the way people are now, where they're, these people are unapologetic in their shittiness. And that's the problem. You know, Sammy says he apologized to Sasha. Great. Fantastic. That doesn't change the fact that you said something really horrible. Max Caster is a waste of space. I do not understand why he's even there. I love Anthony Bowens. I think Anthony Bowens is fucking phenomenal. I've never liked Max Caster. And folks, you need to understand, I'm about to go all hipster on your ass. I was seeing the Acclaimed way before AEW existed, because they were beyond regulars. And I always hated Max Caster. He sucks. Anyways, I digress.
Can I get back to the point about Sasha, because I finally remembered what it was.
Yes.
So MJF talked about signing for WWE, but that's when he was a heel. So I was just wondering, that sounds like, if Sasha's talking about that, that sounds like, progress. Even bigger missed opportunity to turn Sasha immediately heel. Hey, I'm not unfinished business at WWE. I want to re-sign for WWE at some point. Oh, boom. Mercedes Moné is heel.
Sure, but it wasn't a, you know, what MJF was doing.
I know one was an interview and one was him as the MJF wrestler. I understand that difference, but it just seems like if you wanted to turn a heel, that would be an easy way to do it.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Especially because currently I feel like the Bucks, their characters, I think it's subtle, but I like it. I like Matthew and Nicholas. I think this is a great change of character for them. The fact that they're even they're shitting on Tony Khan, which makes it even funnier because they're businessmen now. They're practically sports entertainers. I feel like they're going to take that Daniel Garcia gimmick and roll it into theirs, where they're finally teaching, do vignettes where they're teaching Okada to be a sports entertainer. Fucking gold. You want to have a good wrestling show? Give us weeks of build of you trying to turn Kazuchika Okada into a sports entertainer as opposed to a professional wrestler. That's money. That is entertaining. Because heel Okada, elite Okada, has already been one of the best things on their television program.
I guess I can do my main bad cop moment. It's one of those that's kind of bad, but there's a good element to it as well. The AEW biographies are absolutely fantastic, and I actually remember the name of them this week, which is even better. This week it was a local boy, Maryland's own Scott Hall, coming up on the, well, I guess it's past now, the 2-year anniversary of his passing. It said right at the start, 6 hours of interview with Scott Hall over 2 days from 2014. Never seen before on TV. So 10 years old, that footage. Some of the clips that came up, we got to see part of the resurrection of Jake the Snake. I know, Ryan, you love a documentary. I think that's my favorite wrestling documentary. It really kind of tugged on the heartstrings. And we got to see Scott Hall in that, obviously, as well. They talked about different parts of his life, the recovery that he had, the highs of the 2014 Hall of Fame induction. Hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do. I think we talked recently about how long some of those Hall of Fame speeches go on for. I think that must be one of the shortest, but Matt will be able to tell me the entire list in a second. To the downs of COVID, being alone too much, mentioned that, I think it was, you can correct me on this one, was it 2022, the induction of NWO?
21.
And Kevin Nash talked about the fact that while they were at that he saw basically Scott Hall just passed out of the bar. They tried to like lift him up and he was just dead weight. They could barely move him. He said that's the lowest he'd ever seen him. And it's just, the reason it's the bad cop moment is it was heartbreaking to hear the demons that he had, but also wrestlers who were clearly great friends with him who couldn't do anything. Like, they obviously wanted their friend to be good, and there was literally nothing they could do, and it was heartbreaking. You could see tears down their face, a number of times where they had to stop, and they were like, I need a minute. And it was tough to see. He said that he had a problem with drink, and Kevin Nash says, no, you have a problem with using drink as a solution. I didn't know that you guys obviously know way more about the history than I do, and I have big gaps in my wrestling knowledge. I didn't know the part that Scott Hall killed a man in his earlier life when he was working as a bouncer. I did not know that side of that story at all. Obviously, it was an accident, and that obviously was why he wasn't in jail for the rest of his life. But the fact that he was a very religious person and that he thought he wasn't going to go to heaven just because of what the Bible says, you kill somebody, you're going. I can only imagine, not as a religious person, but if that is your conviction, how tough that must have been on his life to feel that basically the rest of your life is pointless at this point. The afterlife is the important part, and you just screwed that up. DDP, I didn't write the full name down. Sean Whitman, Kevin Nash, Hulk Hogan as well. Multiple people talked about the last few days towards the end, and they just couldn't do it. They could not do it. The effect that it had on those people, was it made it a really interesting documentary. but it was really hard to watch. And I did see other people on Twitter mention that same thing, that it was hard to watch. It was really tough to see people talking about the lowest points of Scott Hall.
And I was actually, I don't get A&E, so I can't usually watch these documentaries. But I got a buddy who watches them. So we usually talk about them just because we talk about wrestling all the time. And, you know, the tragic fall of Scott Hall makes a pit stop in Micah and I's neck of the woods. And I know that they brought it up in the documentary, the 2011 Top Rope Pro or Top Rope Promotions situation in Fall River, when Scott Hall was too drunk to even get to the ring. And Justin Credible had to prop him up so he could chop someone. It's sad. You know, like, obviously he had demons, and he had an addiction. You know, I won't lie about it. I had a drinking problem. I've been there. You know, it's the reason I don't drink anymore. But I know not everyone can do that. And yeah, no, Scott Hall, for like such a legend in the fucking business. Just what a shitty end. I'm super grateful that I got to see him at WrestleMania 31, in Sting's corner. Like, I thought that was cool. I mean, it made no sense. It was Vince booking. Why would the NWO be in Sting's corner? No sense whatsoever, but it was still cool. And, you know, I got to be there for NWO versus DX. That's pretty cool.
And that's twice over again.
It's just, yeah, no, I, you know, it's funny. Obviously, it's a much happier ending, but I just watched The Dark Side of the Ring with Buff Bagwell last night. You know, some people get through it, some people don't. Scott didn't get through it. Buff did. That's, you know, and I think that's, you know, I think to turn this into a good cop moment, everyone, I don't care if you were WCW, WWF, whatever, what side you were on or who you liked, who you didn't like, everyone should be giving Dallas Page his flowers for what he does for these guys. Everyone. He's the only person who gives a shit. And he gives his home, his food, his love to these dudes to try to save their lives. Absolutely top-notch human being.
Yeah, yeah.
Wish he was an anti-vaxxer, but, you know, we'll go with everything else. It's fine.
I think, Graham, I think both of us, my eyes, I saw the back of my brain for a second. It was crazy. They rolled back so far.
Mm-hmm.
Not what I'm saying, but he's a good guy. I don't know how, yeah.
Speed check. Brian, you're up first.
I don't know, man. I feel like the room's brought pretty far down right now. Shit. Ava, she's not doing it for me. She came out this week. The timer's not going. She came out on NXT this week and cut another promo and just, like, I don't know, she just doesn't have it. I can't believe she came out of the Rock's dick. Like, there's no personality there. Fudge. This is gonna piss Micah off, but just for the hell of it, the internet reporting that CM Punk got in a fight backstage at NXT with Booker T, and then Booker T posted, someone posted, oh, is this just like when you got in a fight with Corey Graves? And he said shh, because it was a work fight between him and Corey Graves. It wasn't real. And so, yeah, just dirt sheets being shitty dirt sheets and picking up on a comment Booker T made on his podcast. Booker T works everyone all the time. Booker T is an insane fucking old man at this point. I love Booker T, but don't believe the words that come out of his mouth. I'm done. I'm too depressed about Scott Hall now.
Yeah, you should never trust a guy like him. I'm about to switch out.
Micah, anything?
Well, if the room is already down, I might as well fucking keep us here. It just the all the reports about the new reports coming out of the Janelle Grant lawsuit this week alone about like officers 1, 2, and 3 are allegedly the people who were aware, not directly involved, whatever that means. I don't know. Reading that lawsuit legitimately upset me, and I had to put it down and just say, like, if this was my sister or my mom, I would have like I would have gone to his house and had a talk with him. That's all I'll say. Like, just like, it's so disgusting, the things that are said in that lawsuit. Like, ugh, all those things are disgusting. That's it.
Well, I'm gonna try and get us up, but this is a bad cop, so here we go. Strap in and strap on. The amount of people who were not happy with Mercedes' debut on AEW, but I mean, Ryan had legit reasons why he thought this never wasn't good. On the other hand, there are a few people out there who were not happy because she doesn't fit AEW, a few people have said. One show, and they're saying she doesn't fit because it was a WWE-style debut. As Ryan has said, it feels like Vince booking back in the day. Bad, bad, bad. Exactly what they were worried about. Now, whether or not you agree with that or not, is obviously your own opinion, and obviously you're entitled to it. I personally didn't watch it because I'm not the biggest fan of Sasha Banks anyway. Beforehand, I personally think that she has skated by because there were people who were worse than her on the roster at the time. The roster now much better, and personally, I think she would be lost in the shuffle on WWE currently. That is my personal opinion.
I know Melissa sent in a very early fan cop moment about John Cena at the Oscars. Although I think she put Emmys, but hey, we'll cut her some slack on that.
I did not cut her slack.
On X, one person wrote, quote, John Cena going through an intense Illuminati humiliation ritual right now at the Oscars. This is next level stuff. They have put Cena through lately. Was the fame and fortune worth it, John? Now, seeing as Mike has already talked about conspiracy theories, I'm even more happy that I picked this as my band of speed moment. Another quote, Hollywood humiliation ritual is so real. This guy has been marketing children for a decade, and now he's dressed up as women in movies and embarrassing himself on live television, somebody else added. A third person, you can't deny this anymore. This is a Hollywood humiliation ritual. They got John Cena to do this in the Oscars. If you don't believe this is not a real thing, you are definitely clueless. Oh, boy. We have the idiots coming out en masse, apparently. From the Scott Hall interview, I did not know that the 1-2-3 kid was X-Pac. That was new. I'm sure you guys will want to mock me for not knowing that, so I'll throw that out there. I did not know that. Even when I saw the clip, I didn't recognize that that's who that was. It wasn't until afterwards when it showed you the interview with Sean that I was like, oh, shit, that was him? I was like, okay. And in a response to name a wrestler without the letter E, one person posted a picture of Big E. That's done. I'm done. Rebuttal, Ryan?
Yeah. So first, the fact that you didn't know that the 1-2-3 kid was X-Pac is very funny to me. What the fuck? Anywho. Yeah, no, the Sasha Banks stuff is stupid. There are, as I said, you know, genuine gripes I have with it. But it literally, she had about 20 minutes of screen time. That's not enough time to know if she's a good fit or not. Give her a chance. Illuminati conspiracy surrounding John Cena. Now, this is a man who at a point in his career wore booty shorts. He obviously is a very fit individual. Yeah. So, and it wasn't, nobody forced him to do this. This idea was him and Jimmy Kimmel. It's very open knowledge that it was their idea and that the Oscars did not want to do it because they were, you know, yeah. Do you know how many male actors have dressed up in women in comedy movies over the past, I don't know, 200 years, even before movies? You can stop it, but I'm going to keep going. Just so everyone knows, back in Shakespeare's time...
All right, I'm playing my shut the fuck up card. He's way over his 90 seconds. He's done in the rebuttal.
The women were played by men.
So I can move it on. Micah, anything for rebuttal?
And also, I looked it up, and Steve Austin was arrested but pleaded no contest, some sort of assault charge. So, to what that's worth. Also, to what you guys said, I guess that's what this is for. Yeah, if people are upset about Mercedes Moné, they probably just shouldn't watch AEW, right? Like, that makes the most sense to me. I don't know about that. I don't know about you, but I haven't watched NXT ever because I don't like the way that it's presented. And I don't think that I've ever talked bad about NXT. It's just not for me.
Fair enough. Matt, are you actually there or not?
I'm here.
All right, rebuttal.
I'm here. Ryan, don't take my time. You're welcome to take my time if you want. I'm joking, Graham. Don't worry.
Okay, great. So what people don't understand...
He's very, very good. He's very, very good at doing that. The fact that more people aren't getting excited about the Savannah Bananas. I mean, they sold out the blood... They sold out the Astros stadium, I believe. 41,000 seats. Amazing for a baseball team that is literally the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. Ridiculous. They get Coach Mikey playing for them nowadays. John Cena's a part of them now. All these ridiculous people. One of them doesn't even play fucking... But two of them play fucking baseball. I love this. And more people aren't excited about this. Come on, people. Get on board with the Savannah Bananas. I can't believe that some people generally thought that Cena was, you know, part of Illuminati. I mean, that just bugs the fuck out of me. That up with Flat Earthers and the CM Punk Appreciation Society, known as Micah Pellegrini. All ridiculous in their membership. CM Punk, as we know, is an absolute savior, and he is here to save us all.
I'm kind of curious what the Savannah Bananas was a rebuttal to, because I don't remember anyone else bringing that up, but hey, we'll let that slide. Follow Coach Mikey on Facebook if you haven't already, Matt. I'll tell you what, if you can't remember, I don't know what his name is right now, but yeah, there was a picture of him on the field, and behind him you could see on the big screen a picture of a camera filming Coach Mikey as well. It's absolutely phenomenal. I'm loving following the exploits of the Savannah Bananas anyway, but now I know somebody who's on that team following Coach Mikey. It's brilliant. I love it. But yeah, I'm still waiting on news for did I make the lottery for tickets when they're at the Washington Nationals. You can't get tickets. You cannot get tickets. 41,000 and they're gone. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's the hottest ticket in town right now for sure. All right, I'm done. Fancot moments?
Yeah.
Good! Bad!
Do I get to read these too?
If you wish.
You can read most of mine because I'm sick and tired of answering questions about fucking soccer.
So you actually gave somebody track. So I was asked very politely by SJ, does it have to be wrestling or not? And I responded, no, it does not. It used to say, what are the best cop moments and worst cop moments from this week or the week in wrestling? And you being a grouch as usual, and I can't remember if it was, some of it was in DMs and some of it was in regularx.com. And anyway, SJ's moments are all wrestling related, so your bitching was not needed at all. Anyway, I'm going to start with Queen of the Indies, Tiffany.
My goddamn segment, I feel like I should start.
Go ahead then. I'm halfway through already, but go ahead.
You're halfway through what? You haven't started reading.
Are you fucking deaf? That's my main bad cop moment. Somebody's deafer than what I am.
Oh, I see. You're actually just reading the Twitter shit. Okay.
What do you think this segment is? This is the segment you suggested.
Decorum, gentlemen. Decorum.
All right.
As the person who has hearing problems as well, thanks for that, Graham. Micah, continue, please. Or dare.
From at Pig's Bladders. Good cop moment. Arsenal. That's soccer. Form and reaching the CL Champions League quarters. Celebrations may be over the top, but the camaraderie shown may be what gets us over the line this year. Back home moment after 3 years of trying to fix my leg get my leg problem fixed, I've been sent back to square one. Well, that's NHS staff have been wonderful, but I spent 90% of the 3 years waiting for appointments. And after today being sent back for the same test I had back at the very beginning, which ultimately found nothing wrong, is pissing me off.
In regards to the celebration being over the top, yeah, just get out of fucking tunnel. You've won nothing yet.
All right, shall I do one? I'm on a different part now. So Ryan doesn't have to read it out. I will do at @E_Freeds. That's Eric. Hashtag good cop moment. West Ham through to the final eight of Europa after smashing Freiburg 5-0 after being one down in the first leg. And bad cop moment. I can't stay awake once I get home from the office. It's 6 p.m. and I'm in bed. LOL. And I did respond, currently watching Liverpool, who were 4-0 up inside 15 minutes. Ryan, do you have any soccer news to share with us?
No, but I am going to, because apparently I'm the asshole, and I need to get this out of the way before 2 weeks when SJ herself joins us here on Good Cop, Bad Cop. SJ at Carnival Chaos. That's with a K, might I add. Carnival and Chaos. Good cop moment. Mercedes Moné makes her debut on AEW with a really cute outfit. I actually made this reference on Discord. I agree. She looked adorbs. Bad cop moment, Darby Allin losing his first match after Sting's departure. We'll get back to that in a second. Fan cop moment, I keep wanting to call Will Ospreay Will Ocean Spray. Great. Let's circle back to Darby Allin losing his first match after Sting's departure. Now, do you know why he lost? Because they fucking, oh, we've got Jay White. He's the best wrestler in the world. We're going to do so much with him. Oh, he holds a developmental fucking six-man title and hasn't done jack shit in AEW. He was a waste of money, he is a waste of a wrestler, and he is a giant bag of dicks. The only reason they had Darby lose to him is because they're trying to do something with Jay White, but nobody knows what to do with him because he's just not that good. Anyone who has a problem with that, my DMs are open, or maybe they're not, I have no idea. Either way, fuck him. Fuck Jay White. Fuck him. Is that a bag of dicks?
Yes.
Yes, and Jay White is a bag of dicks.
Don't forget, send those messages to @PodfatherMags, of course.
Yes, @PodfatherMags. Don't worry if the picture doesn't look like my picture or if I sound like a weird British fellow. Just trust me, it's me. And I hate Jay White.
Now, because he was in our state, did you just feel like your blood pressure rising this week, knowing that he was like in the vicinity?
Yeah, so it's one of those things, like, you know, like Peter Parker's spider sense. Like, I'm just like, I'm sitting there and I'm like going about my business. I'm having a fine day. And all of a sudden the hair on the back of my neck stands up and I have this impending feeling of dread. And I just knew Jay White was in Massachusetts. It was horrible. It was just bad.
It's called Grindr, dude.
I'm not Jay for gay white.
No, boom. I'm just saying that you clearly were able to censor a lot of dicks.
Yeah, no, I'm too angry to make gay another dog. Joke. Fuck
Matt,
Jay White.
Do you have another fan cop moment for us, perhaps, so I can move along?
I do. I'm going to go to UGT Rob. Ashley from Coronation Street challenging Les Battersby to a match. They're both people from a soap opera in the United Kingdom. They're going to have a wrestling match, apparently, at a death match event, apparently. One of them is older than Graham, myself, and Ryan combined. And the other one Michael wasn't born when everyone got killed off on Coronation Street. So, gonna be interesting.
I'll give you one better. I've never even fucking heard of that.
I was about to say, you do realize this fan cop moment means as much to them as Shaw's did to us earlier. I think that was the name of the store.
Coronation Street is older than Days of Our Lives in terms of soap opera, put it that way.
I know that one because of Friends.
Yeah. WTF cop moment. Daniel Bryan wants to wrestle in Antarctica. There's plenty of penguins down there, so that's all good.
You said it wrong.
Bad cop moment. Mercedes AW debut framed to make an impact on the ratings. Look like the casuals have given up on the big debuts.
Chris, shut up.
Bad cough moment right there. Micah, you got another fan cop moment for us?
I guess I do. This is from... Have we done Dan Griffin yet?
No. Ryan likes to do Dan Griffin, though, apparently.
Okay. Well, there's a soccer one in there, so I was trying to...
Leave that for him. If you have to do Dan Griffin, that's fine.
No. I would never want to cross him, because he might accidentally find where I live. From the People's Champ. I'm not going to say those letters.
JCB.
JCB.
Yeah. Oh, I know JCB. Good cut moment. WWE and AEW both feeling like they have a lot of momentum going. Fingers crossed this could be an epic year for wrestling. Bad cut moment. Sure, I'm one of the few that watches New Japan Pro Wrestling regularly, but I got to say the New Japan Cup is feeling like the Mid-Japan Cup.
Unfortunate. Queen of the Indies, Tiffany. I will get back to this one now. Good cop moment. A lot of indie talent made showing on AEW this week, and TJ Crawford was on Ring of Honor. I did not know that, but I will be watching Ring of Honor carefully so I can see that debut. Ryan, if your blood pressure has returned to normal yet?
It has. No. So now, of course, we have to go to Mr. Dan Griffin at Dan Griffin 21. And earlier today, I was reading an article. That article was called 14 Dirty Talk Phrases That Turn Men On. And it had things like, I miss the taste of you and I want you inside of me. And I thought, well, what do women want to hear? Well, they just want to hear one thing. Hey, I'm Dan Griffin. Good cop moment. TNA Sacrifice was a banging card top to bottom. Alexander versus Hammerstone in particular was a banger. Bad cop moment. Some dumbass fucking soccer shit. Bonus good cop. Going to a live Rebro show for time since pre-pandemic. Dan, I have to. I'm sorry. Missing Man U versus Liverpool in the FA Cup because I'm going to the Rebro show. Actually, no, it was wrestling, so.
Not the FA Cup. That's the most prestigious cup in all of soccer.
It is.
There we go. I played FIFA 17. I know.
Okay. Matt, I think you might have heel Cherry Jerry. I think that's it.
Indeed. My Power Ranger, love him, brother from my mother. Good cup moment. Chad Gable's story. After Chad's lost to Sammy, WWE is going to push him hard soon. I sincerely hope so, because we all love a bit of Chad Gable. Bad cop moment, rest in peace, Destroyer the Luchador. It's a shame. And bonus cop, trying to decide which wrestling figure I should buy. He was torn between a Randy Savage, Victoria, or Thunder Rosa. Currently, it's 34%, 33-33 in favor of Victoria. Jackson.
I just voted for Thunder Rosa, so it's now 50% for Thunder Rosa.
I was going to say, Jack, what would Jackson go for, do you reckon?
I think that he would probably know Randy Savage, so he'd probably go for that, I think.
Micah, thanks for jumping in and surprising this lot. It was an absolute blast you coming to join us. You have the code, bud. You can come back again anytime you want, mate. Ryan, we'll see you in 2 weeks, bud. Have a good week off. Give love to everybody you see. Graham, I guess you're stuck with me next week.
So when you say next week, you don't mean next. You mean the week after that. I'll see you soon, buddy.
Boom. We're out of here.
Music was Happy Happy Game Show. by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/